I'm Patricia Goodson.
And I'm David Vaughan.
And we'd like to give you a warm welcome to another edition of Encore. And by the way, we are sorry to begin speaking over the music, but it's our way of squeezing in as much music as possible into a rather short broadcast. And what you have heard just now is the opening of Erwin Schulhoff's String Quartet No. 1, written in 1924, as performed by the Stamitz Quartet.
And I see, Patricia, that you've brought us a disc by the Stamitz Quartet, issued privately by the quartet in celebration of their 20th anniversary. It's entitled Czech String Quartet Discoveries, containing music by Pavel Haas, who's from the Monkey Mountains Quartet we heard in last month's programme, and Erwin Schulhoff, Hans Karasa, and Leos Janáček. All of these, with, of course, the exception of Janáček, are composers who tragically perished in the Nazi concentration camps.
Yes, and now, unfortunately, they are perhaps best known, if known at all, for the horrible way they died rather than for the lives they led and the remarkable music they composed. So I thought today we'd talk a little about who these men were and what they accomplished despite the nearly impossible times in which they lived.
And given that in the last program we spoke about Pavel Haas, we'll focus more on Karasa and Schulhoff today. Let's start with Hans Karasa. He was born to a prosperous family. His father was a Czech lawyer. And by the way, the name Karasa rather nicely means beauty in Czech. His mother was a German-speaking Jewish, and they educated their children in German schools. The young Karasa met with very early success, having a piece performed in Salzburg when he was only 11.
And he went on to study with Alexander Zemlinsky in Prague and Berlin, and with Albert Roussel in Paris. And he made a name for himself when he was only 21 years old, with the performance and publication of his four songs for orchestra. He wrote his string quartet the next year in 1921, and we'll listen now to part of the second, or prestissimo, movement of this piece.
Thank you.
the Stamitz Quartet there with a fine performance of part of Hans Krása's string quartet.
Which to me hardly sounds like the work of a very young man who's only 22.
It's quite unbelievable, isn't it? Krása was deeply involved in Prague's artistic life, being great friends with, among others, Adolf Hofmeister, who was an artist and writer with whom he wrote the work that he is probably best known for, the delightful Czech-language children's opera Brundibar,
which was performed some 55 times in Terezin, Hitler's so-called model Jewish town, where Krása was interned in 1942.
And where, incredibly, he managed to continue to compose.
As did so many of the artists doomed to that horrible fate.
And several of whom we've featured in this program over the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll turn now to Erwin Schulhoff, a composer only a few years older than Krása, for whom a great musical future was predicted by none other than Antonín Dvořák.
But in fact, Schulhoff never studied with Dvořák. He was too young. But he did go on to study in Vienna and Leipzig, and over the years avidly absorbed and experimented with everything from Dadaism to neoclassicism and 12-tone composition.
And moreover, he was a wonderful jazz pianist, and it was unusual at the time for a classical artist to be thoroughly conversant with jazz. And he was very successful as a pianist, especially in Germany, until his appearances were banned there.
And like most men of his generation, he fought in the First World War, and this was an experience that radicalized and disillusioned him. He came to support the early communists and looked to Russia as the answer to rising fascism in Germany.
And in fact, in the 1930s, he adopted a socialist, realist style of composition, which is to say a heroic and maybe bombastic style, and went so far as to base a cantata on the Communist Manifesto.
But we're going to hear something completely different from
yes.
an earlier period. That's the Allegro Giocoso alla Slovacca from his String Quartet No. 1 of 9:24.
the Stamitz Quartet playing the third movement of Erwin Schulhoff's String Quartet No. 1.
And that's on a wonderful CD called Czech String Quartet Discoveries. And it isn't very easily available, so you could try and contact us if you'd like to get hold of it, or directly contact the quartet, the Stamitz Quartet themselves. That's S-T-A-M-I-C. That's all we have time for today, but of course you can get in touch with us at english@radio.cz, or you can write to us at English Section, Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. And you can also check our website, of course, which is www.radio.cz. But for the time being, from me, David Vaughan,
and me, Patricia Goodson,
goodbye.
Goodbye.